In some ways, the plan by Democratic lawmakers goes in the opposite direction of a bill the GOP has been pushing for many years. The bill would let people register to vote when they renew their driver's license at the DMV. Contrast that to Republican efforts to require people to show a driver's license or other photo ID when they vote. Republican Jeff Stone of Greendale has proposed a voter ID requirement repeatedly over the past several legislative sessions. Each time, he was rebuffed by Democrats.
I think it's hard to make the case that somebody should be registered to vote when they go to the DOT, but then they shouldn't have to show the ID that the DOT has issued to them.
The Democratic bill would also make it easier to vote early and vote absentee. It also prohibits voter intimidation by requiring someone to live in a ward before challenging another voter in that ward. Stone disagrees with that idea. He thinks anyone should be able to challenge a ballot.
You don't have to live in the same ward as someone to be impacted by a problem that may be created by them voting improperly.
Stone says he's reintroducing his voter ID proposal. Given the political makeup of the legislature, it won't pass this year. Democrats call it an unnecessary solution in search of a problem. They say their plan is more reasonable and will make Wisconsin elections more accessible. The public will have a chance to weigh in on it Wednesday. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.